Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, featured network, as you guys know, on the Blog Talk platform. Today's show, many of you guys have been waiting for, of course, shout out to Blog Talk Radio. It is a fantastic show, so that opens up to millions of people on the front page with our guest today, Mr. Derek Anderson himself. It is Monday, March 11th, 2013, 3 p.m. ATL, 12 p.m. Los Angeles, San Diego, at Kalithia. You can follow me on Twitter, at BGE_radio. Guest of today, at Derek L. Anderson. I see you guys out there. The show is viral, so this is just awesome because today's show is absolutely inspiring, and, you know, BGE fully supports Derek and his team. BillGrownEnjoy.com, get on over there, you guys. Subscribe, become a member, whatever word you want to call it. So you're going to keep in the loop of the great things that many of you guys know that's going down with Bill Grown Enjoy. So definitely get on over there at BillGrownEnjoy.com. I had put a little information out for you guys. You know, I put little buzzes out here and there. But ask you guys, or those that caught it, and those that didn't, I'm going to go ahead and announce it. BGE, coming soon to Atlanta. We have studios. So it's going to be some concept, sort of going to be like Tom Joyner's Red Velvet type of studio. So we are just absolutely excited. I got the news last week while I was in San Francisco and Silicon Valley up with, you know, all my tech people, Radio Inc. and, you know, the Facebook guys and the Twitter guys and Google, which I'm going to tell you a little bit about how that went. But just, you know, we just, you know, are just excited. Kind of want to put that buzz out. Still in the planning stages. Got to review the blueprint. Got to do the site visit. But I can tell you, it's going to be laid out and something that's going to be amazing in the community of Atlanta, because you know that's what we're all about, making that difference, giving back and do what we need to do as philanthropists ourselves. So that is some great news I'd like to share with you guys. And that, now, San Francisco, you guys know I went to San Francisco trip, had San Francisco trip, have Silicon Valley. Radio Inc. experience was just awesome. Many of you guys know that Bill Grown Enjoy, BGE Radio, was nominated for a top digital radio award with Radio Inc. Conversions, and we went up to Silicon Valley, and just an amazing group. We got to meet Ryan Seacrest and his team. CBS Radio was there. I mean, even General Motors, VPs from them were there. You know, of course, the Facebook guys, Google, Twitter, got to go hang out at their facilities. It was just an awesome time. We got nominated for Most of You Know, Digital and Data Marketing Campaign. We didn't win, but all I can say is just the nomination alone was just absolutely a blessing, and just the connections made were just priceless. So, you know, speaking and just hearing the many things that's going down with radio, as you guys know, digital is where everything's leading to. Digital is where everything's at. I mean, the VPs for General Motors was talking how AM and FM is going to be taking out of dashes of cars. They're building cars without radio because the new generation is all about the iPads and smartphones. So you can look forward in the next 5 years that our cars are not going to have radio. So I was just, wow. So they were just commending on BGE Radio for just being ahead of the curve. I mean, we were literally cornered, you know, during the reception, because they were just amazed at, you know, the vision and the platform that, you know, has been built out and reaching out on that radio piece. So we are absolutely, you know, ahead of the curve. So I was just absolutely honored by many of these radio greats that were sharing their best, you know, their expertise and just giving feedback to us. Many things to come. I can say MIA, they are interested. Radio Inc., many of the VPs want to meet with me. They want me to do some stuff with them, and I'm just excited as things go along. Of course, I will keep you guys in the loop of what's going on. But thank you, Radio Inc. Thank you, for welcoming Bill, Girl, and Enjoy into your circle. We had a great time in San Francisco and Silicon Valley. You guys are just awesome. And let me tell you, they are making some buku dollars up there. That's all I can tell you guys. They are, I mean, I saw 24-year-olds riding in Ashton. So they doing it. And they don't sleep also. So I didn't feel so bad because people always laugh and say that I don't sleep. So I was like, well, guess you got to do what you got to do. So my next stop, I'm coming home, as you guys know, at ATA. I'm coming home. So much going on, as you guys know. We prep for 2 hours philanthropy projects that we're planning in the community of Atlanta for 2014. One, an entrepreneur conference partnering up with a huge, huge organization. I'm not going to announce it yet until the press release is out, but we are working towards helping to close that wealth gap. I'm going to be funding, me and my partners, 3 minority businesses, giving them funding and professional services. Watch, it's going to be awesome. Coming into it. I'm talking huge to really speak to the crowd. That event. Next one is the World AIDS Conference. I have the First Lady coming in, and yes, that's the First Lady of the U.S., U.S. Surgeon General also. About 15 First Ladies of Africa coming in, CDC. You know, the whole epidemic that's going on with being AIDS and becoming a help and making a difference and creating that. So positive runway is right there with us. The HIV and AIDS. And speaking of positive, big shout out to them, Mia Positive Runway, Janet, who is the founder. You guys know we're heading out to Dubai. World-class alliances. So you guys just get on the BillGirlAndJoy.com because we have amazing things coming with our alliances up out of Dubai, out there, being thrown out there, and just really going to just take it to the next level. So as you guys know, I'm on the move, so just definitely excited with the great that's just going on and in the difference in all the key areas for 2014 as we get ready. So get ready, Atlanta. And in the meantime, you know, that's 2014. But just before we get to our guests, last things I need to announce, SCLC, you guys, is having the Love Fest. You guys know the details. It's over at the Tupac Center in Atlanta. We have B&A Pro Media, Michael Campbell, Brooklyn West Records, distributed by Universal Music Group. It's like a showcase, March 16, 2013, at the Tupac Art Center, 56116 Memorial Drive, Stone Mountain. Singer, rappers, artists, writers, all you guys are invited. Preparation Room is going to be doing a special broadcast here on BGE live from the event. So just great job to Reverend Lionel Gant with the SCLC for bringing something to the community and helping to stop the violence and incarceration. And then I think the following week, I think that's what, March 15th through the 17th, new artist music seminar, YMCMD is going to be out there, ASCAP's BMI, Bop TV, going to be at this event with B&A Pro Media presenting, just giving a seminar to teach artists in Atlanta on, you know, how to jumpstart their career. So you can go to bnapromedia.com for more information. It's going to be an awesome, awesome event March 15th through the 17th also. So we're just excited. It's a lot of stuff that's going on. I try to get it in. You know, I get so flooded with so much, but, you know, I try to support as much and get the word, spread it out, and I definitely want to say those because today is a huge show, and many of you guys know him as Champ, just all around. I mean, Champ. That's all I can say. In the world of basketball, I mean, LeBron, Kobe, Wade, MJ, all in this circle. And, you know, now he's retired, but he's busier than ever. I mean, it's like he probably never left the league, but he's just super busy now. We're just excited to have him. And that's Mr. Derek Anderson. I'm here with me today to speak on his latest release book, Stamina, and also the latest things that's going on with him. Welcome to Bill, Girl, and Jay. Derek.
Good to be here. Love it.
Yeah, it's just an absolute. Thank you for taking the time to join us. I know you are busy right now. You had your book tour going on. I mean, I look at your website. I don't know where to start because you just so many great things going on with you. So tell us, what's the latest with you?
It's a lot. I'm doing my book tour, but I'm also doing a Comic-Con. I'm doing an animation movie as well, so I will be doing some visiting with Comic-Con, but mostly just doing my book tours about a book called Stamina, about my life memoir and how life changed me into a better person. So I'm just excited and ready to get going.
Yeah, I mean, you are busy. And so, like I said, before we get into the book, I just want everyone to know the great things going on with your company as a whole, because you have a media group, which is like a production house vision. You have your Victory Water. You have something where you're doing like inventions. Just tell us a little more about those key areas, letting everyone know about those businesses you have going up before we get to your book.
Basically, what I did was just transform everything in my mind and try to put it on paper and put it in society and try to help better everything that we do. My exercise bike to Victory Water to just giving people opportunities to enhance themselves in the world of film and artistry and just kind of getting everyone to open their minds up. What happens is we live so much in today's society where everything on TV becomes believable that people don't get to have their own sense of their own thoughts. You know, everyone's repeating things or following people instead of creating our own thoughts and having fun with those. So I just wanted to put that out on paper and doing movies and books and giving opportunities to other people to express themselves in a positive way. You know, when we were growing up, people could rap, but they had on suits and nice clothes. Now you got everybody sagging, looking like they don't have 15 cents in their pocket, looking like they're poor mentally and physically. So I'm just trying to change up the image that we have in society and what's accepted and what's not, and hopefully these young guys and even older people can accept it and grow from it.
Right. And that's what you're doing, Derek. It's just inspiring. It's great things that you're going on, and I see, you know, you out in the media, because, you know, that's what Build Grown and Joy is about. And, I mean, you're just inspiring so many people, and they need to hear this. And, you know, we appreciate and thank you for being so transparent. And like you said, that's what your book is about. You know, they see all success. They see all, you know, the great things, but they just don't know the hard work it takes to get there and the things you have to go through what's the saying they say, to whom much is given, required. You were actually one of those players, smart, and I have to say this because as a former financial planner, it's great to have you here because you are just a prime example, I mean, of where a players need to be, because most of them end up broke with even the league. You have shifted into something positive, being a profit and continuing your money. So what feedback you have on that piece?
Well, I think what I did was basically speak to everyone and learn how to become a business person as well as a person of character. A lot of these guys, they get on the pedestal and they don't realize that those same people you're ignoring while you're on top will be the same people you'll have to work with when you're done. My relationships I built when I was first got into the NBA or before, and what happened was my character never changed. I didn't let the money exceed anything except my visions of trying to better my family and myself. So there was nothing, you know, no blueprint to it. It's basically just being a good person. And these guys need to learn that, you know, the more you open yourself and educate yourself is when you become successful. It's not about financial success. It's about success as in maintaining what you do have. Even if you have, $10,000, do something with that money and maintain it and make it grow. You don't have to be a millionaire to be successful. You just have to be successful in what you believe and what you do, how hard you work at it. So it wasn't anything I thought that was, you know, a major plan for me to be this way. I just knew what I didn't want to do, and I didn't want to be in a situation where I was struggling anymore after struggling for so long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very, very sharp, very sharp. So Stanima. Let's talk about Stanima. You know, you put a lot of buzz, little words out for it. And some of the things I read, I was just kind of like, wow, it's just some really deep, deep, you know, stuff. And, you know, that's a testimony and always supporting the next to go forth. So what triggered you to want to write this book?
Well, the word stamina means, like, not giving up and not giving in to fatigue. And we as humans and as grown-ups, as kids, everyone gets tired sometimes. Some point in your life. So what I decided was to do is make sure this is something that can encourage people, not just children, but just people of all races, backgrounds, whatever it may be, to not give up or give in. And I went through so much as a child, I just felt like this was the time to help push people beyond that. I looked at society, and it's just so accepting of so much foolishness. I just got sick of it, and I said, you know what, someone needs to step up. I mean, people helped me out. And, you know, I wasn't able to feed myself for a while. Now I'm able to feed thousands. So if I felt like I get to one or two people, that could multiply into something else, and I would be benefiting somebody, you know, in a better situation. So when I wrote it, it was basically just to kind of enhance the people's minds or open their minds up to what's really going on in society. People always ask, like, well, why do, you know, black guys go broke? And it's like, well, we didn't have financial education growing up. You have some people who have an advantage of parents who can teach them that. When you teach, you give a young black man a few million dollars and he never knows what, you know, what financial literacy is, he's going to mess it up. You know, it's just part of life. So it's not about him being just an athlete. He's just not informed. So now it's up to the athlete to inform themselves and not be lazy and go find out what they need to do to better themselves. So it's a twofold in that situation, but I just felt like stamina was meant for everyone to not give up or give in on life. You know, I always believe this is the toughest battles are given to the toughest people. You know, only certain people can survive certain things, and if you've gone through that, that means you're tough enough to go through anything. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't commit suicide. Don't start running to the streets. Don't fall into the alcohol, drugs. Don't get weak. You get stronger by being in a tough situation. So I wrote the book Stamina, just in that sense. There's some great PowerPoints and some good messages in there, and also along with my life story about being homeless, shelter. I used to sleep in my high school gym, and now it's named after me. Same park I used to sleep in, on the park bench. I used to look up at the skies, and now the park, I've been able to clean the whole park up. I mean, it's been a lot of situations that were stressful in my younger life, but it was meant for me to be this way. And I've been, you know, been blessed to be one of the chosen to do that, and I'm just doing my part.
Right. Just amazing. I mean, amazing. Let them know how they can get a copy of your book, Derek. I can let you know that the word is around. I mean, I had some people to come in from San Diego, and they even said, hey, there's a book coming out. So let everyone know how they can get your book.
Well, you go to DerekAndersonWorks.com. That's D-E-R-E-K, AndersonWorks, W-O-R-K-S.com. Or you can go to a local Barnes & Nobles. But you go to my site, you'll check out all the things, all the places I'm going to be visiting. If someone wants to come, I'm doing my speaking engagements and have a Q&A and just kind of uplift people and kind of have a good time. You know, the best thing I found out about life is if you love people and you love life, it'll return. It'll give you that in return. But if you have all these negative thoughts, that's what's going to feed into your brain. So I love to enhance people, and hopefully we can have good times and good conversations. So grab the book, check it out. Give me a call, give me some feedback, and we'll keep building.
So what you got coming up in Atlanta for those that I know you just had a book release, it was a private event, but what else do you have coming up for those that's listening, like to come and see, go to one of your signings in Atlanta? I know you're in, like, heavy in Kentucky, but Atlanta's another spot that you have, and you know, have many listeners there. What do you have up in coming to Atlanta where they can meet you for book signing?
I'm scheduling a bunch of things for after-school programs, but to be like probably May. A lot of kids are going on break this couple weeks, and while I'm out of town, so I figure we schedule stuff in May, June, and July, some camps, some moral camps. You teach them basketball, but you teach them moral skills as well. Teach people, keep their pants pulled up, say yes sir, yes ma'am. Teach them how to get a job, teach them job training stuff, and just kind of having fun with them. So I'll be doing that in May, June, and July in Atlanta, and I'll have it posted on my Facebook, Twitter, all over the place. You can look up Derek L. Anderson, and I'll be all over. And it'll be coming to Atlanta. And we're going to have fun in Atlanta, though, because I know a lot of people in Atlanta are really looking for size music and entertainment to enhance their children. And we need that. We don't need to be talking about basketball all the time. We need real life situations that's going to help people become better people.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That is gospel, Derek. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, you said that Santa is going to be a movie. So we are excited to hear about that. And I'm just wanting to know who's going to play you. And then when we get back, we'll take a few of your callers. We've got some callers here that would like to speak to you. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Welcome. I'm Pamela Reese Wordlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
Hello, this is Dr. Josue Andino. Tune in every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio. In Search of a Healer is a natural health show that answers all of your health questions and concerns. Join the journey to finding all of your health solutions every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio, powered by WTV Networks.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Social media is not a fad and is becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to learn. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do you not have time to manage your social media network? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autoresponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more on social media.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigmund Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents, each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back to Grow and Enjoy, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio for featuring, of course, our network, always on their network, and today's show being a BTR staff pick. So thank you, Blog Talk, for the support of Derek and, which we are speaking of, Stanima, and all doing. BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com, get an over, sign up, subscribe for free, keep in the loop, at Kalithia, at Derek L. Anderson, so definitely you can follow Derek and myself, also at BGE underscore radio, that Twitter, I just love it, I love it. So Derek, your movie, who's playing you first?
we're still looking for that character. It was tough trying to find somebody that could play basketball and act like that. So, but we've got a couple good ones so far, so we're excited, and hopefully these guys pan out.
Yeah. So tell us a little more about that. What's up with that? I mean, who's going to be distributing you? I mean, what's going on with that? Where's it going to be filmed?
I'm still in talks with the producer right now, trying to find the right producer and the right team of people to get it done. I've written the script already and doing a little casting call myself, trying to get some people that I'm familiar with and take it with a full package to our producers, and then we'll go from there, try to get distribution and whatnot. But I think the message is different than what most people look at it, because when you look at us as entertainers and athletes, you look at us as one-sided. And then when someone else does something like a Magic Johnson, they look like, oh, wow, that's great. It's like, well, normal people do that. You know, like normal people can make it in their life. We just putting athletes and entertainers so far up that you look at us as like we're not really human anymore, and we have to stop doing that. Our kids need to focus on what's really in proper perspective is you're going to have to work one day. You know, athletes only play, you know, a few years, 10, 15 max if you're that blessed, but they're going to have to get a job. And that's what I'm trying to get these kids to see. Hey, the way I grew up, and what I really did when I was growing up, like I used to work two jobs, candy store, delivering papers. That was real job. That's real life. So don't think you just going to make it to the NBA because you're 6'6". You know, you have to focus on getting your education and being a good person, and then you'll be successful in life, because they can't take anything from you mentally, but then your body can always give up on you. So that's what my focus on the movie is, and trying to get people to come back to reality and say, let's focus on the real people who's going to help our society and our kids grow up.
Right. Yeah, that's deep. That's real deep. Love it. So when should we expect that movie to be coming out? Next year?
Next year, hopefully. We're going to try to get it done, put it in the can and shoot it this summer, kind of in the fall. right before the season starts, and it's going to be good. I think we got some good stuff in there. I was telling you, my friend the other day, he was asking, he said, well, man, how'd you find out how to do movies and this and that? I said, man, it's like this. When I first got my first NBA check, it was $250,000. I got taxed on it. It was $127,000. I didn't know about taxes, so I asked the guy, I was like, well, who is FICA? And he just busted out laughing. I'm just like, yeah, like, I don't know who's taking all my money. I'm calling my attorney, like, where's all my money? But because I wasn't educated in tax situations, people laughed, but it was like, really, I didn't know. So it's like really opening up people's eyes. Just because you think you're smart, you don't really know everything. You need to go find out. So he was laughing. I'm just like, man, it's reality, though. Like, we really need to put real stuff on her, not girls screaming and hollering at each other, trying to make money, trying to make a dollar. You need to find out what really goes in people's lives and how it can really can affect you if you don't do the right things and educate yourself. And education doesn't mean I got to be a 4.0 scholar. It means to find out what it means to be a good person and survive in society. So I think the movie's going to be great. The message will be great. And I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's not those right decisions. It sounds like a Chris Bart Pursuit of Happiness story to me. So are we going to need our Kleenex?
Yeah, you'll probably need some Kleenex.
I'm a sucker for movies like that. I will be bawling. we just look forward to that, and I look forward to that. I'm a movie lover. We have a few callers in the box. They've been really patient, so let's go ahead and take some callers. I'm sure they want to speak to you, Derek. Let's see this first caller. 3-6-9-9-3 Bill Grown and Joy. Hello. Hello. Welcome to Bill Grown and Joy.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. Did you want to say something to Derek?
Actually, I got a comment. I actually just recently read the book. My name is London. I read the book. Very, very powerful book. It's going to reach a lot of people. It actually reached me. There's been days where I just, you know, I laid on the bed praying because I'm working on a huge deal. And just the things that he talks about, it pushed me. It pushed me to kind of, you know, to believe and knowing that it's going to happen. But this book is going to reach a lot of people, a lot of kids. Mainly, I think, is kids need to be touched because they don't know the struggle. And he's doing a lot. And it touched me. I got my son reading the book right now, just trying to see him, see the light, you know, the path and the things. Because he plays basketball, but I want him to know it's just not basketball. It's just it's just like it's a belief, and you got to know that it can happen. But it's a great book, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful that he did the book because it not only helped me, I think it's going to help my son, my nephew, and just, you know, a lot of other people.
Well, that was the reason why I did it. I know it was going to affect a lot of people, and my struggles weren't meant for people to feel sorry for me. It was for people to actually grow from what I went through, too. You know, we all need that encouragement some days, so this is definitely something that's possible.
You're right. It's not. I'm not looking at it as a struggle, but it's just showing that there's a path, and you're doing exactly. It's a great book, and I just want, like, kids have it too easy these days, and they need to know the path and the vision. And one thing that I got out of the book, you talk about, like, the struggles that you have. You sat there and wrote about whatever you did, and.
Yeah.
What happened is I sat down and I had a meeting, a business meeting, a couple of days later, but I wrote exactly what I wanted to happen. And guess what? It happened. And I took that from your book. I remember you were saying just sit down and write how you want things to plan out, how things to happen. I went right in the bank, and exactly what I wanted to happen, it happened. The whole deal, everything worked out, and we closed the deal. And it's kind of like it's God, you know. You're writing exactly what you want to happen, and I wrote a day before when I went. I got there. When I say it happened, it's like a miracle, and I thank you for that. I promise you, I thank you for that.
Remember, what we put in our minds is what comes out of it. You know, everything that think it comes out eventually, whether verbally or life. And I'm just glad it worked that way. I really appreciate that too.
Okay, and I wish you the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Take another one.
Okay.
404-816. Are you there, Pam? They must have forgot they were on the call, Derek.
Okay, no worries.
We're going to take one more. Let's take one more. Caller 678-6981. Welcome to Bill Grown and Joy.
What is up, Calithia? And hello, Derek Anderson. How are you, sir?
Doing well, man. I like that. I like that lively.
I am well, and I cannot complain. I cannot complain. Thank you so much for coming on here and for inspiring young men and young boys that they have to realize that they have to work and they have to do the work more than anything else. I have not read your book, but I look forward to it. I am ordering a copy today.
Awesome. I appreciate that. It's also
You're
for
welcome.
Young ladies and women as well. It'll enlighten
okay.
them. Don't start thinking these young girls can't be following.
You.
Yeah, good.
Yes, and thank you for your transparency, for coming out here and being so transparent and letting people know, you know what, this is what it is, and this is what you got to do, and this is what you got to deal with, and this is how I got here. So,
absolutely.
Thank you so very much for that.
Absolutely. I'm blessed to be chosen to do it. A lot of people go, the best ideas are in the grave, so I don't want to die without leaving something behind.
Awesome. Thank you, caller. Thank you. 31 minutes after the hour of 3 p.m. in Atlanta, 12 p.m. here on the west side of everything, you know, Cali, you know how we do it out here. Got Derek Anderson, NBA champ, speaking on the latest and greatest with him in his book, Stanima, that's inspiring many, 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 many people. Derek, once again, tell everyone how you can get that book.
DerekAndersonWorks.com or Barnes & Noble's right in 2 weeks. But you go to DerekAndersonWorks.com, check it out. You'll have your book within 2 to 3 days, and hope you enjoy the read.
Now, Derek, will we be able to get it on Kindle for those on the go?
Yes, indeed. You'll get it April 3rd.
Perfect.
April 3rd, yeah.
Now, I know you've been busy, but, hey,
mm-hmm.
you can't. And you can never be busy for March Madness. You're not going to let you get off of here without speaking on that. We're just telling you your predictions for this month. So everybody get your pen, get ready to change your brackets. We're about to hear this from the champ. What's your predictions?
It's up and down this year. You know, one game can go either way. But I do have my Kentucky Cats trying to make a run in the tournament. Don't know how far. But then the other guys I look at is Gonzaga. I think Michigan plays well with the brackets they have. They can have a chance. Unfortunately, Duke is probably the most talented at this point. I think the biggest sleeper that I see coming in that can really scare people and can beat people, I think, is University of Louisville. I think they play up and down, but they play so hard. I think that they can shock some people this year. I mean, people got them projected to go far. But I think Louisville and Indiana are the ones that will shock people if they get a good run. Because Indiana's got a lot of talent, too, but just putting it together at the right time, you know, they can't go and play basketball just regular. They got to know people are trying to beat them every night. So I think those are the two sleepers that can actually win a national championship.
Well, you guys heard it. So I'm sure you're taking notes. So just go on and change your bracket. I'm bad for this, Derek. Anyway, you're cheating, Calithia. So bad. So, thanks for that information. Now, Derek, go ahead. I just have to do this for Blog Talk because they are just so supportive. As you know, I use their platform, extension to mine. Can you just thank Blog Talk for supporting us today? Because this is just huge what they did for us today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I always appreciate Blog Talk. I mean, it's one of those things that people – I always say, well, how'd you get on? And they'd be like, well, someone helped you out. And these are the people that need help. So I really want to thank Blog Talks and everyone who supported you and I. And just keep doing what you're doing, man. The words, the message you get out, and everybody will get better and we'll grow together.
Awesome. Now, Derek, you know I got to put it out because I'm a W-O-G and D. So you know you're going to have to leave us with some words of encouragement. And for many of you guys that don't know what those acronyms are, that's Man of God, Woman of God, please leave us with some encouraging words to inspire us.
All right. Well, to believe in yourself is the best thing, but this is one thing you have to keep in the rest of your mind the rest of your life is don't allow someone's opinion of you to become your reality. Don't allow someone's opinion of you to become your reality. Live your life the way you live it and love yourself first and love everyone else. And God will bless you beyond imagine.
Well, we thank you, Derek, for joining us, just being transparent. And, of course, you know, you got our blessings always. And, you know, just on your walk and your journey, we know it's a call. And it ain't easy. So we just really, really appreciate you and just thank you for all your work.
Absolutely. Anytime. Look forward to it. Can't wait to talk to you guys again.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And there you guys have it, at Derek L. Anderson on Twitter. Order your copy today, Sanima, DerekAndersonWorks.com. Go ahead. I mean, if he has, Derek, do you have anywhere where they can subscribe to you if you're sending out messages so people can keep in the loop of all the things that's going on with you?
Oh, yeah. Derek Anderson Works is my Facebook page as well. So you can go there and you'll see everything on there, be able to leave messages and inquiries and everything. We'll stay connected all the time.
Awesome, awesome. And there you guys have it, the champ. Derek, at Derek L. Anderson. Come on to joy.com, get up there also. Sign up at Khalifa, you can follow me. So that's going to conclude our show for today. Pick up the copy of the book. Pick up the copy of the book. It's for a purpose. And, you know, I like Derek also. And, you know, I could tell you it's not easy, but, you know, it's just amazing when you can share a testimony in your story and see how it can inspire someone else's life, because I experience that every day I walk. So DerekAndersonWorks.com. So that's going to conclude our show for today. But before we do, of course, you guys know, special broadcast, as I said, SCLC. They have the Love Fest going on this weekend, 3/16/2013, 3 p.m. Eastern, the Preparation Room with Minister Pamela Reese Wardlock will be doing a live broadcast from the event, speaking to a lot of these children, the parents, you know, and just those that are involved in an effort to stop the violence, stop the incarceration with our youth throughout the city, you know, the metro city of Atlanta, because it's just an issue. And just a big congrats to Reverend Lionel Gant for putting on this event, along with Brooklyn West Records, B&A Pro Media, just the community coming together to make the difference. Make a difference in saving our youth. So you guys just have a great rest of your week. Back on Monday, 3/18/2013, I got ordained elder, senior manager of public affairs and special events, my girl. And, of course, you guys know of the major, major entertainment company, BET Networks, Elder Vicki Johnson will be here with me on BGE Radio on Monday, same time, same place, to speak about her Girl Talk Unplugged Getaway that's happening in Maryland in April. You can get on over to gtugetaway.com for more information, but we're just excited to welcome Elder Vicki and just the great things she's going to be sharing as she's making a difference in her walk always. So I just always, always tell you guys when I end my show, and many of you guys know, to always build, grow, and enjoy. Have a great day, you guys.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Khalifa Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.